We've got Brandon Smith, who plays for GI's former club, Melbourne Storm, on the line. G'day, Brandon. How are you, mate?
Yeah, no, not too bad. Not too bad.
What do you think about GI coming back? You would have played a bit of footy against him. He's a pretty handy player, eh?
Yeah, it's definitely awesome for the game and definitely awesome for the club that's getting him. I mean, he's just as big as, you know, Sonny Bill in terms of rugby league, and if not way bigger. Like, so for a club to snatch him up would just be an amazing opportunity, and looks like he's still got the fire in the belly, so it'd be awesome to see him out there playing football.
Yeah, talking about the fire in the belly, how are you feeling about, this time next week you'll be one night away from playing, or a couple of nights away from playing for the Melbourne Storm, but how are you feeling about that, mate? You're pretty excited?
I'm super excited, mate. This is props to Peter Volandi for actually sorting this all out. I know he's gone through a hell of a lot of stuff to get us on the field, and at the end of the day, people that are complaining about anything, we have him to thank for, bringing us back together and getting us on the paddock. And I can only imagine how hard his job has been lately. So I'm super excited, and I just can't wait. I've been locked up in my house for bloody 8 weeks now. And, with all these new rules that we've got to abide by, it's just the same thing. So I'm just playing Call of Duty. So I'm just itching to get out there. It's been nothing but good vibes at training, and it seems to just be an aura getting around about being back on the paddock. It's going to be so awesome. So, I'm super excited.
You're saying you're playing Call of Duty. So have you got the headphones on with the little mouthpiece, and are you playing against some of the other players at the moment?
Yeah, mate, I got the whole shabam, the headphones, I got my laptop next to me searching me up tips and stuff, so I take it quite seriously at the moment. I mean, it's the only life I get to really live at the moment, so I do give everything I try to do it my best, so I'm not going to change for Call of Duty. But yeah, I usually play with like Christian Walsh and all that, which is it's a little bit tough because they're pretty shitty. So.
Hey, what would have been
my best gets to all carrying them all the way to the victory? So yeah.
Hey, what you would have been happy about? I think all the Melbourne players would have been happy about when the news came out yesterday, Brandon, is that Melbourne will be able to play at home at Amy Park instead of travelling each and every week. That would have been well received, I thought, amongst the playing group.
Yeah, we had a little meeting there about it all, and they saved saying Amy Park to the end of the speech. So as soon as they said that, everyone just got up and applauded. And I can't imagine what it'd be like having kids being away from their family for such a long time. And, footy already takes up a lot of our day, especially at the Storm. I mean, we're training bloody 24 hours a day with Craig as coach. So it's pretty full on. So to be able to play, around where we live is awesome for me. So, yeah, stoked.
What would you prefer if you had to go and do a Melbourne Storm pre-season or go back and do that 2 weeks in isolation that you did? You did that in a hotel room, didn't you? You came back
give me the Crown Casino Hotel and a PlayStation. I'll bloody choose that any day.
Pre-season's that tough, eh?
Oh, mate, she's definitely the toughest thing I know I've done before, especially with the army camps and stuff like that. So, I'm definitely picking the hotel room service before I'm doing any running around for Craig.
Yeah. Hey, Brandon, there's been a bit of talk around players swapping and loaning and whatever, and you guys are sort of set up one of those deals already. Is Paul Momorowski, I asked this of Sats last night, is he actually training with you guys? And Harry Grant, have they done the swap? That's happened?
Yeah, mate, he's training and he's doing a hell of a job at the moment. He's not shy and he knows a lot of it. He's really smart about football, so it's good to have him on board. And we do need some outside backs. Our youngest outside back in the starting side, I think, is Munster, which is pretty surprising. So we're lacking a bit of outside backs at the moment, but he's been a good addition to training and meetings, so it's good to have him on board.
So what's your role this year, Hectic Cheese? Do you play a lot more at hooker with Cam now about 40.
Hectic Cheese?
Do you know that's his nickname, Hectic Cheese?
No, what's that from?
Can you educate these guys, please, Brandon, where Hectic Cheese comes from?
Denim, it's my Instagram name, but Denim Kemp, he made it kind of famous, and it's stuck on, and all the fans love it. So I'm a man that pleases the people, so I've left it. And
what does it mean?
Just because apparently I live a hectic lifestyle away from footy, so that's cool.
So what about your role in 2020 with Cam now approaching his 50th birthday? Will you play a lot more at hooker this year, or still that real utility role in the back row?
Well, I've been training at hooker now because Harry Grant's gone, so I'm looking forward to maybe getting the opportunity to more hooker time. And I think they're actually looking to give it to me just because they think this new rule change could really help my style of play with the six to go. So, really, really looking forward to that, and good opportunity for me to, get some game at hooker.
With that new rule coming in, has Craig and the coaching staff, Jason Rolls, have they focused on that area at all over the last week when that change was made?
Oh, definitely. I mean, you'd be silly not to. You'd be silly not to, just because it's such a big change in the game, and we're focused on it the last couple of days and trying to figure out what's best and way to work around it and stuff like that. But we're usually getting straight into the straight onto rule changes and stuff like that, just so we don't want to lose an edge on someone. So yeah, it's been pretty good.
How many years you been at Melbourne now for, Brandon?
This is my fourth year now.
Fourth year. Wow. Do you ever worry that in 2026, you'll still be saying, I've just signed a new deal as backup hooker to Cameron Smith again. He's going around again. He keeps promising he's going.
That's the thing. I don't know if he's going to be going anytime soon anyway, but I've come to terms with it, and I'll just let the goat do his thing. But, at the end of the day, I'm just here to do my best and whatever I can do to get on the field, and whether I can try to take Cam's position or not, it's not really up to me. And I know it seems like an impossible task, but it's what I have to do. And I look forward to, hopefully getting the opportunity to play there. And if not, if I end up elsewhere. It's just the game of rugby league. I love to play it, bro. I absolutely love playing
for it. It looks like it. It looks like it when you're out there.
And I'm not going to complain about being on the bench as long as I get out on the field and get to compete against other blokes. So I'm pretty grateful for the position I'm in, and being able to, learn off Cam and actually get into the finals and, be a chance at winning the grand final is some things that some players don't get. And I'm getting that on the bench at Melbourne Storm at a great club. So I've got nothing to really complain about in those terms. So, yeah.
Yeah, well said. You can hear the excitement in your voice, actually, when you talk about the game. Now, just to finish off, I remember I used to hear stories about Wayne Bennett, who was quite intimidating, but players like Gordon Tallis and Alfie Langer and Wendell Sallow, they were that part of that group that are able to heckle him a little bit and make fun of him. Now, are you part of that playing group yet that can heckle your head coach?
Yes, absolutely. I'm probably the lead contender for that. Closely followed by Munster, but tell you what, he gives it back, that's for sure. I mean, my name at Melbourne Storm is Fat, according to Bellamy, so...
He doesn't call you Hectic Cheese yet, eh?
No, he doesn't call me Hectic Cheese. He either calls me Fat Prick or Porky, so I've learned to live with it now.
Yeah, well, he's got a good sense of humour. He's a great bloke, and you're in safe hands there. Brandon Smith, thanks for joining us on Sports Day. Pleasure to catch up with you again, mate.
Nah, no worries. Thanks for having me, guys.